All right, everybody, Terrence Pop here with another episode that is
Left the Lair.
No, it's pre-recorded.
I got this article sent to me, well, the main one in here, about six or seven times from fans in regards to the loneliness epidemic.
You want an offer you can't refuse?
Redonkulous Swag is back in full swing on 4th Wall. With more designs than ever before, and new merch going on sale every month, there's never been a better time to show your love for the regiment. After all, variety is the spice of life, and it's good to have a wide selection.
Sometimes it's a spread brown eye kind of night, sometimes it's girl on girl time.
Click on the link tree in the description, or scan the QR code on the screen, and you can pop in.
Ha! Gay!
To see our fun designs on everything from shirts to mugs to stickers to pint glasses, patches, laptop sleeves, hats, and more. Because everyone needs new clothes for the gay cruise, right? Just make sure you bring a straight friend to cover your six.
Are we shocked this is happening?
Really?
I mean, I have had the privilege of growing up between roughly 1968 to 1986 when I finished high school. Only were computers really coming on the scene, like in ninth grade-ish. And that was like the old Apples, the Ataris, Commodore 64s.
The Atari video computer system is 20 cartridges with 1,300 game variations you play on your own TV set.
There was no cell phone. You're lucky if your TV got, you know, six channels. If you didn't have cable, if you had cable, maybe 45 to 60 channels. And don't get me wrong, I mean, when I was a young kid, I did watch a lot of TV. But I spent a lot more time hanging out with my friends and just doing crazy capers, mischief. Some of it was fairly malicious. But, it is what it is. And now we start giving our children tablets and cell phones when they're 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years old. And they literally just grow up in front of these screens. And they're totally missing out on those formative years where you learn the skills or the interactions to form friendships with people, because that's pretty important in today's day and age. I'll say it's always been important. Back in the day, shit was going down. The people who came to help you were your friends. They're usually in your community. You went, you talked to them, you saw them on a daily basis, and that's just the way it goes. And not today. Not today. It's very common for fathers to be alienated from their children. It's more common than you would think in some way, shape, or form. And that is a huge hit for a dude. That is probably the single biggest contributor to a man's depression and loneliness, is him knowing his children and they won't interact with him.
My two grown kids won't even return my phone calls.
But more than likely, that has been inflicted upon him because of the times that we live in, i.e. the feminist, communist bells that ring 24/7, 365 across all of our education complexes, starting from preschool going all the way up to PhD levels. It's just astonishing, in my opinion. Men deal with solitude completely different than women. It is actually fairly common for widowers or men of a certain age just to live by themselves. It's been going on for, I don't know, ever. Some of the greatest philosophers and scientists from way back in the day were not married.
Smart men don't get married.
Now that it's affecting women, we're starting to write articles about it. Because men have been killing themselves at breakneck speed for as long as I can remember, and nobody gives a shit. This source is from Harvard. What's causing our epidemic of loneliness and how can we fix it? So they're talking about, I'm not going to read the whole thing to you. You guys don't come here for me to read the articles. I just give you my opinion. If you want to, this is gse.harvard.edu. You can track this down for yourself. So it says, who is lonely? Age, hint, it's not what you might expect. So we got 30% of the people between 30 and 44, the loneliest. All right. if you see that 30 to 44, I'm going to be honest, you should be raising children. If you are not raising children between these years, it does cause issues. All right, we have 18 to 29, they're 24%. I have a feeling this is directly related to too much screen time and not being able to forge those friendships. We have the 45 to 64s. I got it. It is what it is. That's basically 20%. And here's the funniest part here. The guys 65 and older, or the people who are older than 65, they're only at 10%. Because, quite frankly, they're probably at
the fuck it stage.
They've accepted it. Isolation and solitude becomes addictive. You just get used to it. It is what it is. But I really feel sorry for the younger generations out there who are not forming those friendships. I'm never a money guy. I was never, ever really motivated to do shit for money. I always did stuff because for the experiences or stuff that, you know, needed to be done. And I devoted my entire life to the military, i.e. war. That's what I did. But if I've had the pleasure of having friends that I consider the equivalent of my blood brothers, and most people can't say that. I mean, if you have that one friend in your life who will not question you, you could literally walk into his house and go, hey, I need some plastic tarps and a shovel. And you're like, okay, let's go to the garage.
I need your help. I can't tell you what it is. You can never ask me about it later, and we're going to hurt some people.
Whose car are we going to take?
Those guys don't exist. Most people don't have that. If you think you're friends with somebody that you've only texted to or talked to via FaceTime, they're your friend, you're out of your goddamn mind. Those relationships are forged over years. The youth of today, they're not going to have that when they get into their, you know, north of 45. Because there's this, I always say the saying, 40 to 80 is a long fucking time. And if you're totally isolated, holy shit, that is a long goddamn time. All right. There again, we got racial and gender identity. All right, fuck you. Income and education. They talk about people earning less than $30,000. All right, now, I grew up poor.
I was born a poor black child.
And I had a great time. So I'm not saying this is wrong. This is their data. But it is what it is. And then they're talking about the mental health challenges and loneliness. Again, remedies. It's simply being social, having friends, and just getting out there and talking to people. You know. And I understand as you get older, you're like, hey, you know, Pop, it's not that easy as you get older to make those kind of friends. And you would be correct. You would be correct. And I'm not telling you how to do it and how not to do it. I'm just saying that if you're a MGTOW, red pill guy, and you're going monk mode, and you're done with the whole woman-man interaction crap, you might want to figure something out, rekindle some friendships with some of your buddies from the past, get things rolling. Because loneliness, it's one of those things that comes in the dark of night. You get done doing what you're going to do during the day, and you're watching the small screen, winding down for the night to go to sleep. And that's when the shit usually shows up. You start thinking back on shit you should have done that you didn't do right or didn't go the way it was supposed to go. And you're living your life trying to drive forward while staring into the rearview mirror. You got to stop that.
Stop it. Get some help.
Because that always drives you right back into lonely land. You got to keep going forward, man. That's just the way it goes. And fortunately in my life, I've had about 8 dudes that I consider brothers that would do pretty much whatever they could to assist me if I was ever really under the gun. Fortunately, most of them I served in the military with, and I consider them my brothers. There's just things that happen while in the service that forges that brotherhood that never goes away. Never. I had a friend of mine whose father, every other year, would go to Arlington to visit his buddy who got killed in Vietnam. He would go with 2 cupcakes, usually Hostess cupcakes, because that was a big thing. They were together for, I think, 3 years. They had like these weird celebrations with each one would have a cupcake with a candle in it. And he would go out there every other year and do his cupcake ceremony with his buddy in Arlington. And that's the kind of shit that I'm talking about here. So if you're a young guy out there and all you've done for your entire childhood is play Call of Duty, you need to figure some shit out. Your game plan needs to be fixed because you're setting yourself up for a beat down galore from the universe. All right, girlhood, fear of missing out, the lonely phenomenon striking women in their 30s. You're not really seeing articles about men, because men do handle isolation and loneliness, I would say, much better than women. And I think it has something to do with the way the world used to work before electricity and fire and stuff like that. But this article here talks about her girlfriend, fear of missing out, and they literally are jumping from one experience to another experience because they don't want to miss out on anything. And granted, they're probably out there having all kinds of fun, you know, getting ran through, finding themselves under 100 different men over a 10-year period. And they don't seem to acknowledge the fact that you women really have from 18 to 33. 18 to 33. It's not a lot of time. You have 18 to 33 to secure a husband, have your children, whatever you're going to do. A lot of these women bust their ass all the way, you know, from 18 to 28 or 18 to 26, getting their college knocked out, spend another 4 years cementing their career, and then their fertility window, the first one is gone. The one after that, a little more difficult to take advantage of. And the third one, that's medically assisted. So you have these women of today living their lives like third-string men, because that's what feminism does. It brainwashes women into being third-string men. They miss out on their fertility window. They don't have kids. And then they start feeling the pinch where their friends start having husbands and children and what have you. Maybe they get divorced. I don't know. Most of the time, if I was a betting man, I'd say, yeah, you're going to get divorced. And they wind up in Box Wine and Catland.
Stop! Don't touch me there! This is my no-no square! Stop!
And they're showing us that show Friends, which, you know, I did find it interesting, but do I think it was the right message that people needed to hear at the time? No. Now listen, you know, I'm just an old infantry grunt. I'm about as savage as they come.
Praising! Boom! Huh?
And when I start giving people morality advice, you really need to start worrying. Because I'm a motherfucking savage. And when I'm like, hey, this is kind of screwed up here, you should probably pay attention. And they're saying here, young adults are among the most affected, with research showing that chronic loneliness is as harmful as smoking 15 cigarettes a day. I don't know about that, but, you know, I'm not a scientist. I didn't study this, so I don't know. Let's look at a few more stats here. I'm a stat guy. Pew study. White liberals disproportionately suffer from mental illness.
No shit.
This is from 2021. White women ages 18 to 29 who identify as liberal were given a mental health diagnosis from medical professionals at a rate of 56.3%, compared to half of that in the moderates and even less in the conservatives. All right. So we're starting to see how this whole thing is shaking out, this whole feminism thing. You know, you don't need a man. You can have it all. Yes, you can have it all, but you do everything half as well. And last time I checked, a 50% grade was a failing grade. There's no happiness there. You cannot do it all.
Let's pretend that's not true.
Yeah.
When I looked at this, I was like, what? That is crazy. And this is just some bar graphs and what have you. And this is WIBC.com. You can track it down for yourself. More graphs. Female suicide rate from 2001 to 2021. So you'll see here, these are the age groups. Now, why you have women committing suicide who are 10 to 14 years old, I don't know. That's a travesty. And you'll see here the 75-year-olds, they're pretty much flat across the board. Now, we get into the 25 to 44s. This is where shit gets pretty crazy. But you'll see where it tops out. It tops out for that age group. Roughly 7.9 per 100,000. Yeah, here we go. The 45 to 64 one is, I would say, markedly the worst. Mainly because you have to work, and that 20 years, it's all on you, baby. And the man's world is not your friend. In fact, the reality is no one's friend, and it breaks people.
Every man has got a breaking point. You and I have them.
Well, let's move over. We're just looking here. Let's look at the highest here for suicides per 100,000. You get to 10.2%. Now let's look at the men's. Oh, here we go. This is the same age bracket right here, 45 to 64. All right, now see what happens here. This is in 2003, and it does nothing but go up. It dipped down a little bit during the pandemic lockdown stuff, but it's going right back. And if you'll see that right there, the highest one is three times the suicide rate of the females in the same age bracket. You have the 14-year-olds here, 10 to 14. That's still way too high. It should be zero. Then you have the 15 to 24s. Again, that's going up as well. Then you have the 75 and older. 75 and older, 43, 44%. This is rounded up. And I'm going to be honest. If you get to a certain age, your body's not working, and you're like, there's not a good outcome for you. Maybe you're slipping a little bit upstairs. Your clutch is not right. You're shifting gears when you don't mean to shift gears mentally. You got a wicked prognosis. Ridden it out as long as you can. The universe is not going to harm you or get in your shit for leaving your keys at the desk when you punch out. It just is what it is. What I'm trying to point out here is when it affects women, because everything is run by the feminists, it's a big deal. When it's happening to a man at three times plus the level, no one gives a fuck. No one gives a shit. I'm like, okay, that is absolutely insane. All right, now here's another one I'm going to share with you here. This is just real quick. We'll get out of this. This is the percentage of patients in the U.S. taking anti-anxiety medication in 2019 by age, group, and gender. First of all, life is hard. If you grow up and your parents do not prepare you for that, you're going to be behind the power curve for the rest of your life, barring any interventions or traumatic events that knock you out of that. Back in the day, when there was a mother and a father in the home, usually the mother was, very attentive to the children up until the age between 8 and 10. And then the father stepped in, and it was his job to make sure that they could operate and deal in the real world. Like, for instance, when you're a young kid, you hit your finger with a hammer, your mom freaks out and goes nuts. If it's bleeding, even if it's not bleeding, if you're with your father and that happens, he'll like hand you a bandage and go, you okay? All right, we got shit to do. Let's get through this. And it's those little lessons that you learn from your father growing up that keep you from having to take this anxiety shit. Now, listen, there's some people out there. I'm one of them. I suffered a pretty significant TBI with a minor stroke. I deal with anxiety issues. But I've never had anxiety issues up until the point where I got my TBI. So I think it has something to do with how the thinking meat put itself back together after I got injured. But that's neither here nor there. There's absolutely no reason for the women of today to be taking head meds the amount that they are, other than this is a blaring symptom of these women not being prepared properly to live in the real world. It is what it is. I mean, men are stronger, faster, and more endurance. Psychologically, I think we can handle a lot more abuse than a woman can and keep going forward. I mean, look at this. 65 and over, almost two times the rate. Women 45 to 64, two times the rate. 20 to 44, two times the rate. Just look at that. So when I look at this graph, I'm seeing there's a lot of shit women are doing out there that they should not be doing. Because it's going against the way the world was set up. The way reality is supposed to run. It's taking a toll. It truly is. All right, gentlemen. You've heard me run off at the suck hole long enough. I just thought I would give my two cents on this loneliness epidemic. And in reality, men handle it much better than women. It just is what it is. And that's probably another thing that makes women all jealous and envious and upset at men. We're totally cool entertaining ourselves. We don't really need to talk to people on the regular all the time. We can live by ourselves. We do it all the time. I know lots of friends of mine, plus myself, I do all my own shit. It is what it is. All right, gentlemen, you guys take it easy. Hopefully you found some wisdom in these words, and I will talk to you later.